In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I've heard some very, very good talks by a very good priest, Father Moses Berry, recently, and he spoke about missing pages, and that got me to thinking. There's many, many things in the Orthodox Church that good-hearted people who believe in Christ don't know about. Their pages are missing from their books. This is one of those missing pages, and I hope to talk about many other missing pages in a spirit of goodwill that hopefully those who hear these little homilies on the internet, or if they're transcribed, if they're read, that people would think, that's what I've been looking for. That's a missing page. So here's a missing page, the protection of the Mother of God. It's celebrated October 1st. Or on the wall calendar, October 14th. And it commemorates a miraculous event in about the mid-10th century. It's only miraculous because it was seen, not because it happened. It happens every day. But it was seen by the fool for Christ, Andrew, and also his disciple Epiphanius. And it was during the vigil, the all-night vigil for Sunday, and way early, late at night or early in the morning, he saw that the Mother of God was appearing in the heavens. He looked up with his spiritual eyes. He saw her in the heavens with the angels and the saints, and particularly he could discern Saint John the Baptizer and also Saint John the Theologian. And she was praying for all the world on bended knee. She was begging the Lord to hear the prayers of all Christians. And then she came to the throne and she spread her veil over all of the people. And we have an icon like that. You've seen that icon. She spread her veil over all the people and prayed and asked that the Lord would accept the prayers of all Christians and especially help those that call upon her name. Here we see exactly what happens when you pray to the Theotokos. That word prayer is a big bugaboo for some people that are not in the church. They think prayer to the Theotokos, how can you pray to anyone but God? I would say, you're correct, we don't really pray to anyone but God. But we do ask the Theotokos to pray for us. And we just use that same word, prayer. Really, we ask her intercessions. And what does she do? She brings our intercessions to God. She says, Lord, hear the prayers of those that call upon me. There's nothing. She's not God. She can't do anything for us except through God's grace. But she is very close to her son. And therefore, we pray to her or ask her intercession, and she hears us. Now, this occurrence was seen by two holy people. Nobody else saw it. But it occurs all the time. The Theotokos is always interceding for us. And this is the missing page that I want you to understand. The Mother of God prays for us. And also, the saints pray for us. The effective and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We have this whole, what does the St. Paul say? I forgot the terminology, but the whole choir of the saints, right? And we feel this very, very closely as Orthodox Christians. When I was not an Orthodox Christian, I was aware of the saints, but there wasn't this incredible intimacy that we have, even sinners in the church have with the saints. We all have our favorites, people that we ask to pray for us and feel a closeness to. There are many, 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 many stories of the Theotokos, St. John the Theologian, St. John the Baptist, appearing to one or many people for different reasons. God chooses to intercede and in the lives and affairs of men through his saints many, many times. It's easy for us to understand that for the angels because, of course, we read about it in the Bible. And people believe the Bible. But they have missing pages that they don't read because they're not in their tradition, that not only the angels intercede for us, but also the saints. And so this protection of the Mother of God is a beautiful representation. It's not a representation, it's a reality. It's a beautiful example of the Lord interceding, the Lord helping us through the intercession of his saints. That's basically what the protection is. There's some historical factors to protect the protection also, but that's not my main focus. What I want you to understand, this missing page that sometimes Orthodox don't have either, because they don't have closeness to the saints, but certainly also those who their tradition doesn't allow for asking the saints to intercede. They're missing on a great consolation. It's a great consolation to be able to say to the Mother of God, pray for me, and she will. Or to ask St. John the Baptist or your patron saint to pray for you, and they will. The services, I'll just quickly give you a couple things from the services to make this not go on too long. Explain this feast. This is during the Vespers. All the ranks of the noetic beings rejoice with us who spiritually form a material choir, seeing the Queen and Mistress of all most excellently glorified by the faithful, and the spirits of the righteous rejoice, beholding her stretching forth her most precious hands in supplication, asking peace for the world, might and confirmation for kings, and salvation for our souls. This is an event that really happened in the 10th century, or it might have been the 9th century. No, it was the 10th century. And it continues to happen. Now, I was just reading, and some of you have been reading too, how in the everyday saints, that occurrences where spiritual things happen, where holy people see saints and angels, are very commonplace in a good monastery. This stuff happens all the time. Now, when I celebrate Pokrov, which is the Russian way of saying it, protection of the Theotokos, I really rebuke myself because I don't see angels. We should. We should see the angels. We should see the saints. Now, if you go and see a saint today, tonight, you better tell me about it, because most likely it's not actually a true vision. But if we were holy, we would be having true visions. So don't court it. Don't try to see the saints or the angels. Then your pride would take over and you'd be in a whole heap of trouble. But it's a normal occurrence for those that are living sanctified lives to see spiritual things all the time. We live in a miraculous way, whether we know it or not. We live in a miraculous way. May God help us to see these miracles, to have great faith because we know that the saints are interceding for us. And may we not have any missing pages regarding the saints. May we have great love for them, great confidence in them, because they intercede on our behalf. Just as St. James says, the effective and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.